N4DJC.
N4DAC, KO4LAO.
K4YAO is N4DJC.
Now it's N4DJC, is that correct?
KSL.
Yeah, this is KO4LAO, Jim, over in Travelers Rest. How are you this morning?
Thank you here. I imagine you're using TR as well.
This morning.
Got most of the stuff I need to get done yesterday while the weather was decent, but still got a few areas I need to run today. But hopefully the worst part of it will hold off until we can get out and get back inside.
Supposed to rain a good part of the day and up through Thursday.
Tomorrow especially, it's going to be like 90% chance, and 80% or 90% chance today too. We'll just have to, pick a spot and try to find a spot where it's not torrential downpour anyway.
Stuff coming. I remember hearing you talk to W4DJW, Dave, about drone stuff.
I've kind of got it on hold right now. I had some, had to have three crowns replaced. The dentist work kind of took the drone thing out of it, but I'm still interested in it and still going to proceed with it. Maybe when, hopefully when the weather gets a little better, get rid of some of this, and get out of this rainy season and where I can get out and fly a little bit with it. Right now, if I got one, I probably wouldn't have a good opportunity to get out when it's not raining.
Want to get those things wet because it doesn't do them any good.
David, one of the things I noticed as well that just recently the prices on them went up a little bit, about $40. On they're still selling them at the price, it's a standard price, but Amazon had a little bit of a discount on one of the Flymore packs of about $40 or so. But that's gone, and I've got an app that I use. It's not an app, it's actually a little deal. It checks prices on Amazon. It's a bot, I guess, and as soon as the price gets to a certain level, it notifies me. I've got that running on that particular combination now. Hopefully they'll drop it. Sometimes they drop them, you know, for a day or two or even for 4 or 5 hours sometimes, and I've used that in the past to buy certain items that are, you know, more expensive items, especially to catch them in a deal.
The DJI guys are pretty proud of their product, though.
It's pretty nice, but that's beyond my skill for right now. I'm just going to start out with the Mini 2, as far as I know right now, and go from there when I do that. I still got some guess work around the house I need to do. I also need to do a little antenna work. I'm hoping to maybe get something. My only antenna right now is inside. I've got a 5-element log periodic beam in my upstairs bedroom, one of the upstairs bedrooms. And I'm up about 20 feet or so now, and it's doing okay, but I'd like to have something, maybe an omnidirectional of some type, maybe a comet or something like that, maybe a vertical for 2 and 440 as well. And I've been looking at a fiberglass mast of about 15 or 20 feet just to get it above the garage roof line. I've got a ridge bin on my house that precludes putting an antenna mount one on the roof. I'm not real thrilled about drilling holes in it as well. We haven't had a problem with a roof leaking, but geez, I don't want to create a problem.
The Alpha antennas, they've got some that you can just attach to your gutter.
Anything like that, I just need something for 2 meters for 440, because that's all I do is VHF, UHF, and other than repeaters, I do FM satellites and the linear satellites as well, although I haven't been successful on the linear birds yet, but I have been on SO-50 and AO-27 and 91 and 92 when they were operational, and also since the ISS digipeater's back up again, it looks like the voice mode will be back on maybe in a month as well, so I enjoy that. I can just I could work. I could do that mostly inside. But sometimes I'll take the radio and sit it in the garage in my garage and put the antenna out the thing by hand or either have it on a stand. But I need to get an elevation, man. I think I've figured out what I want to do now. Just getting it together.
An extra class license holder, and he's real big into that satellite track and stuff, and just put his rig on top of the roof, and I've been watching him track different satellites. You know, he said some of them work, some of them don't work so good.
The issue is that he can probably do most of it with a... I keep my antenna. I've got a PVC stand. But I'm working the satellite. I either hold it in my hand, or either mounted. I've got a 22.5-degree angle. I mounted it, and they'll track it across the sky. And with this log antenna, it's got a fairly broad as far as it didn't have an air, you know, beam width or anything like that. It's broad enough where I can receive pretty well, even though it's above 30 degrees. But the lower pass is actually a little better anyway, because you got a better chance of getting somebody outside of, you know, two or three states. And worked out in Arizona last week, which is probably the furthest distance I've been successful on AO-27.
Yeah, had tracked one. He's got the kind that I guess it'll you can automatically track, or once you lock on the satellite or something, it'll automatically move the antenna for you. But he worked a guy out of Dallas doing his the other night.
The gold standard is to get an MT, get an M square LEO pack, and get the AZ elevation azimuth rotators, but those things are really expensive. And I don't have a real good spot to put it in the yard either. I'd have to run, I think my coax run would be a little too far, but I can run a good bit of power with this radio, but I hate to do it. I usually don't run more than about 10 watts on most of the satellites. Very seldom don't run more than that. Most of them 10 or 15 watts. A dude five will work for most of them. You either capture the bird or you don't. But this radio does a Doppler tracking on its own. But it doesn't. Of course, you know, I don't have anything to control the antenna. But there's, I think it's a club or something. And see, in Australia, New Zealand builds one for the tracking system for that works with air. Antenna for satellites, but there, you know, that thing's got a duplexer on it as well. Actually, a duplexer. You can't run more than about 10 watts out of it, otherwise you'll fry the duplexer. So I'm gonna run. If I do that, I'll run two separate coax lines, one to the 440 side of the antenna, other to the 2 meter.
He is on the roof, and I saw him with an arrow on his, but he was showing me how it all moved and tracked stuff. It was pretty interesting.
What you're doing with the cat control on most of these satellite radio rigs, it tracks the Doppler. It's got an automatic frequency control that tracks the Doppler as a signal shift, but on linear satellites, you can move around within a band and get somebody, because you're not just capturing an FM, basically an FM repeater. You can move around inside the fringe of the inside the bandwidth of the satellite and work people and have multiple QSOs going on at the same time.
Real quick, before I forget about it, if you want a good drone simulation program, check out a company called Zephyr, Z-E-P-H-Y-R. They've got stuff, and when we teach drone courses for our students, we recommend that, and it's really good.
I'll write that down, Zephyr. Okay. All right, I got it. I'll take a look at it when I get downstairs. I got to run in a few minutes anyway. I got, like I said, we'll try to go out and maybe just break in the rain and run one or two areas, and that's it. But good talk with you. I'd be more interested to see what kind of setup your son's got. Is he in a regular full satellite rig, or is he uh, is radio, or is he, has he got something that he's just, is he FM only, or is he, does he use the linear satellites that work upper and lower sideband?
Does it all. KE4IP is his call sign. You can look him up there and probably send him a note if you'd like to. He pretty much does the whole thing. He's pretty serious about his ham radio stuff. Back on that drone thing, that company is part of it's a small company called Little Arms Studio, and they got their name from they had a dinosaur as a symbol. You know how a Tyrannosaurus Rex has got little front arms? That's where they call it. So they call it Little Arms Studio. So if you look them up and you find that, you'll know you've got the right spot.
I just wrote that down, Sal. I know I'm at the correct location, correct site. But anyway, good talking to you, and hopefully we'll run into you again soon. And as I said, I'm going to do something on the drone when the weather gets a little better, where I can get outside when it's not. The last thing we'll do is get one of those things wet, and I'll be too anxious to get out and get it out, and I don't want to take a risk on doing something wrong with it. But the system is pretty simple as it is. But of course, you can get into trouble on one of those things in a hurry. But if you follow the instructions and don't get too wild with it, it looks like it's going to be an interesting hobby, our second hobby. But good talking with you, KA4LAO and 40JC Clear FQ.
Enjoyed talking with you as well, KA4LAO Clear.